The book of Revelation in your Bible is a mystery to most people, and yet it reveals the future of the world. The apocalypse, or Revelation, features many symbols. One of those symbols is a beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. What do those heads and horns represent? According to Bible prophecy, this future beast will rule over many nations. Just who is this beast? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The book of Revelation in your Bible is an exciting book. It reveals the future of the world. In fact, it reveals that world peace will ultimately reign on earth. Yes, tomorrow's world will usher in the kingdom of God and the millennium here on earth. But Bible prophecy reveals that before the millennium begins, nations will battle one another in World War III. The book of Revelation reveals that a powerful empire, symbolized by a beast with 7 heads, will become the world's new superpower. But who is this beast? On today's program, we'll answer that question, and we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. It's titled, The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. Be sure to write down the phone number and address. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. The beast of Revelation represents a powerful empire. This superpower will join other forces in the Middle East for the final battle between good and evil. That battle is often referred to as the Battle of Armageddon. If you have a Bible, turn to Revelation, the 16th chapter. Here we read in Revelation 16 that evil forces, incited by the beast and the false prophet, gather the kings of the earth. They gather them together at Megiddo, or Armageddon. Let's read that in Revelation 16 and verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Notice where this end time gathering takes place. An eastern military alliance, referred to as the kings of the east, move westward across the Euphrates River. Look on any world map and see where the Euphrates River is located. It begins in Turkey, passes through Syria, then through Iraq to the Persian Gulf. And what nations lie east of the Euphrates? Those nations include Iran, India, and China. Yes, the kings of the east move westward across the Euphrates to join other forces. Revelation 16 and verse 13. And I saw 3 unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The beast and the false prophet and the demons associated with them gather the kings of the earth. Amazingly, they will fight against the Messiah, Jesus Christ, at his coming. Most commentators refer to this battle as the Battle of Armageddon, but verse 14 calls it the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Next, in verse 15, the Revelator, Jesus Christ, warns all of us. Revelation 16, verse 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Yes, we need to be spiritually clothed, spiritually awake, and spiritually watching. Notice now in verse 16 where the kings of the earth gather. And they gather them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Just what is Armageddon? The word Armageddon is a transliteration of the original Hebrew Har Megiddo, which means the hill of Megiddo or the mountain of Megiddo. Megiddo is located about 55 miles north of Jerusalem in Israel. In ancient times, it guarded the main trade route between Egypt and Damascus. It also overlooks the largest plain in Israel, the Valley of Jezreel, as it's called in the Bible, or the Plain of Esdraelon. The Old Testament records several major battles that took place there. These armies of the world gather at Megiddo. They're preparing to fight against the Messiah, Jesus Christ, at His coming. As we've seen, one of these great ruling powers is called the beast. What does this beast symbolize? Turn in your Bible to Revelation 17. Here the Apostle John describes this beast. This beast has 7 heads and 10 horns, and a harlot is pictured riding this beast. My friends, let's understand. The book of Revelation contains many symbols, but we don't need to guess or speculate concerning the meaning of these heads and horns. The Bible interprets the Bible, as we'll see. The Apostle John sees this beast in vision. "So he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. What do these heads and horns mean? And what does this woman represent? In the Bible, a woman symbolizes a church. In the case of Ephesians 5, verses 25 and 32, the woman represents the true Christian church. Christ loves the church, and husbands are to love their wives just as Christ loves the church. But a fallen woman represents a false church or a great false religious system. Revelation 17:4 describes her this way. "The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Here is a great persecuting church, a religious system that has persecuted true Christians over the ages. We've discussed that subject in previous programs. The Apostle John continues with his discussion of the beast in Revelation 17, verse 9. "Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. There are also 7 kings. 5 have fallen. 1 is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the 8th, and is of the 7, and is going to perdition or destruction." The 7 heads also represent 7 kings or kingdoms over a period of time. There was the original kingdom and then 7 revivals. So the final revival will be the 8th kingdom or empire. As we'll see later, this is the revived Roman Empire. This superpower, called the beast, will surprise the world. 10 kings or kingdoms will give their power to the beast. Again, my friends, let's understand. The Bible interprets the Bible. What do the horns of the beast symbolize? Revelation 17 and verse 12. "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." This final beast will have great military power. This empire, this alliance, will even attempt to fight Christ at His coming. Revelation 17 and verse 14. "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful." This superpower will use all its modern weapons of mass destruction against Jesus Christ. But its armies will utterly fail against the King of Kings. My friends, you do not want to succumb to this future world-ruling superpower. You need to be on God's side. You want to be with Christ among those who are called, chosen, and faithful. You need to watch world trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Now, to help you understand more about this coming superpower called the Beast, I'd like to offer you an exciting free booklet titled The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. This booklet will help you understand not only the beast as described in the book of Revelation, but the same superpower described as a beast in Daniel, the 7th chapter. Nebuchadnezzar's image of Daniel, the 2nd chapter, also predicts this end-time superpower. You need to understand these major prophecies discussed in Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Revelation 13, and Revelation 17. To help you understand these major prophecies, we have a chart in the middle of the free booklet that compares the characteristics of these visions. The first column describes the image of Daniel 2. The second column describes the four beasts of Daniel 7. The third column describes the seven-headed beast of Revelation 13. The fourth column describes the harlot riding the scarlet beast of Revelation 17. And the final two columns of this chart give you the symbolic meaning and the historic fulfillment. This free booklet is titled The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. Many Bible students have tried in vain to identify this mysterious beast. Who is it? You can know, because the Bible interprets the Bible. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet titled The Beast of Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the beast and the false prophet influence all nations to gather at Megiddo or Armageddon. All these nations will fight against Christ at His coming, and they will lose. The book of Daniel also describes a beast. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the 7th chapter. God inspired His prophet Daniel to see in vision four great beasts. Daniel 7, verse 2. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, the second like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. Daniel then describes beasts that were like a leopard, and another beast with 10 horns. Daniel explained in verse 17, Those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. The fourth beast and his 10 horns here in Daniel 7 also represent an end-time revival of a great empire. God is giving us a prophecy of a coming superpower. Daniel writes about the fourth beast in verse 23. The fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings. The horns represent successive kings. They will be judged, and the final beast power will be overthrown, as we read in verse 26. Then God's kingdom is established on earth. Daniel 7, verse 27. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. King Nebuchadnezzar also had a dream that troubled him. The prophet Daniel was called before the king and proceeded to describe the great image in the king's dream. Daniel 2, verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you. and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. What empires or kingdoms did this image symbolize? Most all reputable Bible scholars and historians agree on the identity of these empires. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that the head of gold represented him and his empire, the Babylonian Empire. What world-ruling empires followed? The head of gold represented the Babylonian Empire from 625 to 539 BC. This empire was replaced by the Medo-Persian Empire from 558 to 330 BC, represented by the chest and arms of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great from 333 to 31 BC. The two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. And finally, the 10 toes on 2 feet of iron mixed with ceramic clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. Now notice that the final worldly kingdoms represented by Nebuchadnezzar's great image will all come to an end. The image represented 4 world-ruling empires and their extension to the end of the world, or the end of the age. They will all be replaced by what is called the 5th kingdom, the coming kingdom of God. Daniel 2, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And what is this stone? Daniel describes the meaning in chapter 2 and verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The kingdom of God will replace the beast power. Now, let's look at this chart, which harmonizes the prophecies of Daniel 2, Daniel 7, and Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. The first column describes the image of Daniel 2. The second column, the 4 beasts of Daniel 7. The third column, the beast from sea and earth in Revelation 13. And the fourth column, the harlot riding the scarlet beast. The final 2 columns of this chart give you the symbolic meaning and the historical fulfillment. Our free booklet, The Beast of Revelation, contains this helpful chart. As we've seen, Daniel's prophecies predicted the empires to succeed Babylon. The last empire with its revivals was the Roman Empire. The fall of Rome took place in 476 AD, and there were several revivals following. The imperial restoration under Justinian in 554, and Charlemagne in 800 AD. The beast and the end-time power of Revelation will be the final revival of the ancient Roman Empire. That ancient empire continued from about 31 BC to 476 AD. The beasts of Revelation 17 and Revelation 13 also symbolize the end-time revival of this ancient empire. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 13 and verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. As we pointed out on previous programs, this beast will have an end-time fulfillment during the 3.5 years leading up to the return of Christ. Other commentators have also identified the beast of Revelation as the Roman Empire. This includes the New Catholic edition of the Holy Bible, translated from the Latin Vulgate, generally called the Douay Rheims Version. It makes this comment concerning the beast of Revelation 17, verse 11. The beast spoken of here seems to be the Roman Empire, as in chapter 13, end of quote. In other words, both the beast of Revelation 17 and the beast of Revelation 13 represent the Roman Empire. This Catholic Bible also comments concerning Revelation 13, verse 1, as follows. Quote, "The picture of the first beast is based on the seventh chapter of Daniel. This beast is the figure of kingdoms of the world, kingdoms founded on passion and selfishness, which in every age are antagonistic to Christ and seek to oppress the servants of God. Imperial Rome represents this power." End of quote. Yes, even the Douay-Rheims Bible admits to the identity of the beast. You need to understand prophetic trends and events. To help in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this exciting and revealing free booklet, The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. This booklet will give you the biblical and historic information you need to understand the beast described in Revelation and Daniel. The beast in Revelation is identified by a mysterious mark. You need to understand the mark of the beast. The beast is also identified by a number, 666. What is the meaning of this number? And who is the woman who rides the beast? Our free booklet will give you the answers. Here in the center is a chart comparing the symbolic meaning and historic fulfillment of Daniel chapters 2 and 7 with Revelation chapters 13 and 17. This booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. There's no cost or obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet titled The Beast of Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Bible prophecy predicts an end-time superpower that will eventually dominate Europe and the Middle East. This superpower will be a revived Roman Empire, symbolized as a beast in the prophecies of Revelation and Daniel. Let's understand. Even now, many Europeans envision the European Union as a new Roman Empire. As my colleague John O'Gwin reported on a previous Tomorrow's World telecast, quote, "In the fall of 2004, a remarkable exhibition opened in a circus tent pitched right across from the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. The theme of the exhibit was best captured by a banner that proclaimed the new Roman Empire. This exhibition narrated 50 years of European Union history, and in the words of one prominent British newspaper, projects events into the future in an unusually frank display of European ambition." End of quote. Will this new Roman Empire become a superpower? Let's look at figures from the European Union's official statistics office, Eurostat. In January 2006, Eurostat released third quarter 2005 data. It showed that the 25 EU nations' quarterly gross domestic product, GDP, was 4.6% higher than the United States. GDP of 2.70 trillion euros compared to the United States, 2.58 trillion. Europe is also more populous than the United States, with Eurostat reporting a combined European population in 2005 just under 462 million. By contrast, the U.S. Census Bureau reported a 2005 United States population of 296 million. Europe is surpassing the United States as a world economic power. Be sure to watch developments in Europe. My friends, Bible prophecy reveals that a great superpower will arise in Europe, and it will be a revival of the Roman Empire. This great power will be political, military, and economic. You can read about its economic power in Revelation chapter 18. The current European Union is headed toward completing all three dimensions of that power. Germany right now is the leading nation of the European Union. As we've pointed out in previous programs, God will once again use the end-time descendants of Assyria, the nation of Germany, in punishing his people, the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel, the American and British descended peoples. Bible prophecy also reveals that this European superpower will invade the Middle East. The prophet Daniel, for example, predicts that the end-time king of the north will enter the glorious land. You can read about that in Daniel 11, verse 41. But let's see what Jesus said in Luke 21 and verse 20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. My friends, you need to watch developments in Europe and the Middle East. As we saw in Revelation 17, the beast power will even fight against Christ when he returns to Jerusalem. But Christ will conquer all who oppose him. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 19 and verse 19, And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The returning King of Kings, Jesus Christ, will conquer the beast and all oppressive nations. He will establish the kingdom of God on earth. May God help you to understand the prophecies that he has revealed in your own Bible. May God bless you as you prepare for the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Be sure to call or write for your free booklet on the Beast of Revelation. This booklet will help you understand major prophetic events and how you can prepare for the future. We invite you to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.